This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Bridges, B-R-I-D-G-E-S, first name Titus, T-I-T-U-S, date of birth March 19, 1957, date of initial evaluation June 15, 2022, date of follow-up evaluation August 18, 2022, chief complaint chest pain. The HBI, the patient is a 65-year-old male who reports a 2-year history of chest pain associated with shortness of breath, period. Pain is worsened by positional movements of the left shoulder and neck, period. He further reports dizziness and episode of near pass out from, quote, laughing really hard, period. He has had no other symptoms of exertional chest pain, period. His past medical history, one, BPH, next number hypertension, next number gastritis, next number chronic back pain, past surgical history, right foot surgery in 1992, next number motor vehicle accident. Medications, Dexilant DR60, one daily, fish oil, one daily, black seed oil, daily, Flomax, period, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, maternal grandfather had prostate cancer, father had prostate cancer, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoke, correction, he denies cigarette smoking but not alcohol use and prior cocaine use. The review of systems, he constitutional, he has had weight gain, fatigue, weakness and chills, eyes, he wears glasses, he reports burning in the eyes. Ears, he reports tinnitus. Nose, he reports sinus problem. Throat, he has hoarseness, period. Neck, he reports decreased range of motion and pain. Respiratory, he has dyspnea. Cardiac, he has palpitations, he has a history of murmur, gastrointestinal, he reports nausea, abdominal pain, heartburn, and antacid use. He further reports diarrhea, constipation, hemorrhoids, and hernia, genitourinary, he has frequency, urgency, hesitancy, small stream, and dribbling. Musculoskeletal, he has pain, cramps, weakness, diffusely, neurologic. He reports headache, vertigo, dizziness, and incoordination. Hematologic, he has easy bruising and easy bleeding. Infectious, he has history of COVID-19 dating to June 2021. The patient presents for follow-up today noting ongoing chest pain, worse with movement, period. He further reports flutter of the heart and chest, period. Physical examination, blood pressure 131/80, pulse 93, respiratory rate 16. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Examination is unremarkable. The baseline ECG dated June 15, 2022 reveals a normal ECG with a rate of 76 beats per minute. Event repeat EKG on August 18, 2022. This reveals sinus rhythm 81 beats per minute. There is loss of R waves in beats. Three and AVF cannot rule out old inferior infarct. However, most likely is normal. Period. He underwent stress testing on August 11, 2022. This was negative for angina and ischemia, period. Patient exercise seven minutes and 7 seconds and achieved a peak heart rate of 125 beats per minute, which is 81% of the maximum predicted heart rate. The test was stopped because of dyspnea, period. Echocardiogram on July 9, 2022 revealed normal left ventricular systolic function with left ventricular ejection fraction of 68%, period. No segmental wall motion abnormality is noted. There is trace aortic regurgitation. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. There is trace dash mild pulmonic regurgitation, period. The impression, this is a 65-year-old male with a history of hypertension, BPH, who had noted chest discomfort. It is unlikely that his chest discomfort represents ischemia at this time, period. He has had negative stress tests. His echocardiogram revealed no segmental wall motion abnormality, and he has normal LV function. He has insignificant valvular abnormalities as noted. The plan, we'll see him back in 6-12 months. No additional interventions at this time. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation.